ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling on centrist Benny Gantz to return to Israel's war cabinet. His departure a day after Israel rescued four hostages in a raid that Gaza officials say killed more than 270 people. That's nearly three times as high as Israel's count. Secretary of Homeland Security defending the Biden administration's new asylum restrictions between ports of entry, Alejandro Mayorkas, on the numbers of illegal migrants crossing the southern border.
They go down, they go up. What we need is congressional action.
On ABC's This Week, where Mayorkas said he respectfully disagrees with the ACLU, which said this week it plans to sue the administration, saying the policy will put tens of thousands of lives at risk. In France, after a predicted massive defeat for his party, President Emmanuel Macron has announced that he's dissolving parliament and is calling for snap elections. This is ABC News. A North Carolina landlord trying to figure out how to get some apparent squatters out of her Airbnb.
Farzana Rahman says the long-term guests have refused to leave weeks after their move-out date. She says the tenants turned away the cleaning lady and put up a sign saying they'll leave only if evicted, claiming to be the legal residents.
Now they're refusing to leave until there's an eviction order. I think they're just trying to gain time to stay there for free.
She says she's filed an eviction notice and has a court hearing this week. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Terror at the rodeo. After a bull jumped a fence at a rodeo in Sisters, Oregon, we understand three people were injured, but the rodeo taking place as planned. Boxing star Ryan Garcia under arrest after allegedly vandalizing a Beverly Hills hotel room. ESPN reporting the 25-year-old allegedly caused an estimated $15,000 of damage at the Waldorf Astoria in Beverly Hills. His lawyer is saying the boxer has been dealing with devastating news regarding his mother's health. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Partly cloudy tonight, then becoming clear overnight. Areas of fog developing after midnight, low 45. Sunny and nice tomorrow, not as windy, with a high of 72. And mostly clear tomorrow night with a low of 46. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 4 miles per hour. And the clouds are starting to building. It's kind of mostly cloudy out there. And our current temperature is 72 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Sunday, June 9th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Last night at approximately 7:17, the Iowa County 911 Center received a call reporting a motorcycle crash on U.S. Highway 151 near County Road YD in Mineral Point Township. Emergency units were dispatched to the scene. Preliminary investigation shows Daryl Mead Sr., 50, of Lone Rock, was traveling southbound on U.S. Highway 151 when he lost control of his motorcycle. Mead was ejected from the cycle and suffered serious injuries. Mead was located unconscious in the median. Emergency services performed life-saving measures. Mead was transported to a local hospital and later taken by UW MedFlight. The crash remains under investigation by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reported the arrest of Randy Lee Harmel, 43, of rural Ontario, as a result of the ongoing burglary investigation that began on Thursday morning. Harmel was taken into custody just before 5 yesterday evening in rural Ontario in Monroe County. Property missing from the building on Kramer Road in rural Hillsborough was also recovered yesterday in rural Ontario. Harmel was booked into the Vernon County Detention Center for burglary, criminal damage to property, theft and probation violation. Formal charges to include being charged as a repeater for habitual criminality are being sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. The investigation continues by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. And Vernon County Sheriff Roy R. Torgerson also reported that recently at 10:50 a.m., the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a motorcycle crash on State Highway 27 near Zitzner Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin. John Michael McKimmy, 42, of Elma, Iowa, was operating a 2013 Harley-Davidson motorcycle traveling north and lost control on a curve. The motorcycle traveled off the roadway into a ditch. A passenger, Alicia Kaylee McKimmy, 35, of Elma, Iowa, was ejected from the motorcycle that came to rest in a field. Alicia McKimmy was transported to Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Both operator and passenger were wearing eye protections, gloves, boots, long pants, and a jacket. However, neither were wearing helmets. Police say an early morning shooting at a rooftop party in Wisconsin has left at least 10 people injured, including teenagers. 9 people were injured by gunfire, and another was injured by broken glass at the party today at a high-rise apartment in downtown Madison. All of the injured were hospitalized. Authorities say none had injuries considered to be life-threatening. The victims range in the age from 14 to 23. Police were called to the apartment complex at around 12:45 a.m. No one was in custody in connection with the shooting. Police did not offer a motive. The warden of a maximum security Wisconsin prison and 8 members of his staff have been charged following investigations into the death of 4 inmates of the troubled facility over the past year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt said at a news conference Wednesday that Waupun Correctional Institution's warden, Randall Hepp, is charged with misconduct, in public office.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings, and arrests must be made and have been made. There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
The remaining staff face felony charges of abuse of residents of penal facilities. The sheriff said one of the 4 inmates died of dehydration and malnutrition, and another died of a stroke, but staff didn't realize he was dead for at least 12 hours. A woman was seriously injured after being struck by a train in Dane County Thursday afternoon while the woman was on a bridge at Lake Farm County Park, south of Monona. Madison's fire departments say they were able to get the woman out of the water and onto a dock where paramedics rendered aid before she was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Authorities say the train was traveling around 25 miles per hour. Juneteenth celebrates the day slaves in Galveston, Texas, heard that they were free. 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, Robert Scott, executive director of We All Rise African American Resource Center in Green Bay.
It is our Independence Day, just like as parts of our American culture, we celebrate July 4th as Independence Day. As African Americans, we too celebrate Juneteenth.
The City of Richland Center Water Utilities will be flushing water mains starting tomorrow through Friday from 12 a.m., continuing into the daytime hours. Flushing will be done Monday on Gage Street South to Walmart, the south end of town, the Highway 14 East Corridor, and the Pleasant Valley Drive. Tuesday flushing will be held on Union Street, south to South Street. Wednesday's flushing will include 1st Street to 12th Street, County AA North to and including the North Industrial Park, but does not include the booster station. The water mains on the entire west side of the Pine River will be flushed on Thursday. Friday's water main flushing will be in the area of Allison Park. Storms or other unexpected circumstances may extend or postpone the time. The entire water system may experience rusty water and/or reduced water pressure during the flushing week. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing. Beginning tomorrow, the Richland County Highway Department will be doing some concrete repair on U.S. Highway 14 West. Work will take place just west of West Side Drive for 700 feet. This area of the road will be shut down to one-lane traffic. Traffic lights will be used to control traffic through the area. Motorists should expect delays. The work is expected to take 4 working days through Thursday. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be setting over 9,000 traps for spongy moth in 2024. The traps will be placed in 44 counties in western and central Wisconsin. Traps began being placed in mid-May and will continue to be placed through early July. DATCAP requests that property owners allow trapping staff to place traps on their land and do not disturb the traps once in place. Traps are small green boxes tied or stapled to trees. The trap emits the scent of flightless female spongy moths and is undetectable to humans and other insects. It is used to attract and catch adult male spongy moths. Trapping staff will monitor set traps until male moths stop flying, usually around Labor Day, at which time the traps will be removed. DATCAP trappers are easily identifiable, wearing fluorescent vests and carrying identification. Each trap is labeled with a phone number and QR code that property owners can utilize if they have questions, want to report a damaged trap, or would like to request the trap be removed from their property. For more information on spongy moth trapping, visit DATCAP Home, Spongy Moth Traps, and Egg Mass Surveys. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue an authorization of the incidental taking of rare lizards and turtles, which may result from the I-90-94 at County Highway CS Restoration Project in Columbia County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is proposing several tasks at the I-90-94 and County Highway CS interchange to establish the native perennial species as a result of previous activities conducted by Wisconsin DOT and the Columbia County Highway Department. These tasks include site preparation for seeding, slope reconstruction, final seeding, and erosion control installation. Additional maintenance tasks will also be needed to promote the establishment of native perennial vegetation. These tasks include spot herbicide treatments, management mowings, and vegetation monitoring, and are expected to take place for up to 2 growing seasons after the native seed is installed. The presence of the state endangered ornate box turtle and slender glass lizard are confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some lizards and turtles. The DNR concludes that the proposed project will minimize the impacts of the species by taking conservation measures, copies of the jeopardy assessment, and background information on the ornate box turtle and slender glass lizard are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notice webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts on the ornate box turtle and slender glass lizard by June 14, 2024, to stacy.row, that's S-T-A-C-Y dot R-O-W-E, at wisconsin.gov. WRCO News time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Today is Sunday, June 9th. Dorothy McCluskey, 94, of Spring Green, died Monday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home tomorrow from 5 to 7, and again at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice or Meadows Assisted Living. Dorothy McCluskey, 94 of Spring Green. Charles J. Aber, 76 of Richland Center, died Thursday after a lengthy struggle with multiple health issues. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 5 to 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Charles J. Aber, 76 of Richland Center. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77 of Sun Prairie, died Thursday in Madison. A memorial service will be held Wednesday at 11:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery, rural Casanova. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Stephen Paul Saltweedle, 77 of Sun Prairie. Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro, died Wednesday at the Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Graveside services will be held Wednesday at 1 at the Fancy Creek Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Jane E. Anderson, 77 of rural Hillsboro. Clarence R. Sunny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel, died June 1st at the Boscobel Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held at 11 Saturday, June 15th, at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Food and fellowship will be available at the Tuffley Community Center in Boscobel following the service. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, June 15th, from 9 until the time of service at 11. Clarence R. Sunny Byers, 93 of rural Boscobel. James Albert Glass, 73 of Lone Rock, died on Thursday at UW Hospital. Per James' request, no formal services will be held. Inurnment and a celebration of life will be held at the Basswood Church and Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be directed to the family to be given to a charity of their choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. James Glass, 73 of Lone Rock. Emmanuel Lunk, 89 of Richland Center, died Friday at his home. A private funeral service will be held at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be mailed to his wife, Nancy. Emmanuel Lunk, 89 of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, cooler air certainly blowing down across Wisconsin right now. In fact, temperatures are only in the low 50s in parts of northern Wisconsin late this afternoon. Far southern parts had more sun throughout the day and a bit warmer. But either way, some pleasant weather on the way Monday with high pressure building in, less wind, and comfortable readings. By Tuesday, a weather system coming in from the northern plains will bring more cloud cover, a chance of a couple of showers as well, although the chance will be greater up in north and west parts of the state. We are expecting that weather system to kind of stall out across the area going into Wednesday and Thursday to bring us increasing chances of scattered showers and thunderstorms. The air will turn a little warmer and more humid as well, with a south wind flow persisting. So we could see up to a half or three-quarter inch of rain through Thursday, then it moves away, and things will quiet down again Friday afternoon into Saturday. Here's that forecast now for tonight. Partly cloudy throughout the evening, clearing off toward morning again with patchy fog developing. Low in the mid-40s, northwest wind around 10 to 15, becoming north close to 5. Tomorrow, sunny and nice, not as windy, high 72, north wind between 5 and 10. Monday night, mostly clear, low at 46. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a 40% chance of scattered showers in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the mid-70s. On Wednesday, partly sunny and warmer, 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, low 57, high near 85 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy and humid with a good chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, low 63, high about 81. Friday, showers possible early in the morning, then partly cloudy and less humid, low 60, high of 78. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy and seasonal, low 54 with a high near 81. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, a few clouds have been clearing away, giving us mostly sunny skies with a temperature of 71 after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 49. Last year's high was 71 and we received 0.2 inches of rain. Record high set back in 1911 is 93 degrees, weather record low of 37 set back in 1969. Last year's high was 81 with a low of 44. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:40. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the northwest at around 8 to 9 miles per hour. Just about a minute or two ago, we did have a wind gust of 19 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.90, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more, not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill $2.99 or more and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. and Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Plain hosted Ashton today for a Sunday Home Talent League baseball game. With more, here's Phil Nee.
The Ashton A's picked up a 15-0 win over Plain in seven innings at Plain Ballpark. Ashton started out with two runs in the first, six runs in the second, setting the tone for the game. On the day, good pitching. Ben Collier goes five innings, strikes out three, gives up five hits, does not walk a batter. And Traydon Hughes on a relief, four strikeouts and a hit and one walk in his two innings of relief work. For Plain, Danny Yonke started the game and worked the first two, then some relief work from Keegan Heiser, T.J. Stoltz, and Logan Morris on the day. Leading hitters for Ashton, Keegan Fleshman, 2-for-3 with a two-run home run in the second inning. Also 2-for-5 for Carson Fassell and Robbie Erickson, 3-for-4 with an RBI and three runs scored. Will Jewell is 2-for-3 for Plain. Zach Cady, 2-for-2. Also 1-for-3 for Griffin Sprecher. And Peyton Kasherick is 1-for-2. Plain, after a close loss to Wisconsin Dells on Saturday, 7-6, never in the ballgame on Sunday as they fall to 0-3. And Ashton improves to 3-2 with their victory. 15 runs, 15 hits, an error, and 10 left on. No runs, 6 hits, 5 errors, and 4 left aboard for Plain. Once again, a 15-0 win for Ashton over Plain in Home Talent Baseball Sunday League action. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. The WIAA State Softball Tournament concluded yesterday in Madison. In the Division IV Championship game, it was Cuba City taking on Fall Creek. With more, here's Michael Hernan.
I am Michael Hernan, live from the Goodman Diamond here in Madison. The final score of the Division IV State Championship game, Fall Creek defeated Cuba City by a score of 7-0. The winning pitcher for Fall Creek was Grace Heron, and the losing pitcher for Cuba City was Peyton Guile. The scoring, Fall Creek in the fourth scored a run, but most of their scoring came in the sixth when it put on six runs. Final tallies, Cuba City only collected four hits, meanwhile Fall Creek had nine, and Cuba City committed four errors, while Fall Creek committed three. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. Elsewhere in State softball tournament action that was held at Goodman Diamond in Madison. In Division 5, Pacelli defeated Oakfield by a score of 4-3 to take the Division 5 championship. Taking the Division 3 championship was Prescott with a victory over Laconia by a score of 3-1. In Division 2, it was Waupun over Mosinee 7-3, and Kenosha Bradford beat Milton 9-3 to take the Division 1 championship. The River Valley girls soccer team had lost a hard-fought marathon game to Regis McDonald Central Catholic 4-3 in overtime. The Blackhawks were regional champs and won the first game of the sectional before Saturday's loss. They led in the contest 3-1 before their opponent came back to tie the game and send it into overtime. Regis McDonald Central Catholic advances to the WIAA state soccer tournament that begins Thursday in Milwaukee. Jake Rogers hit a three-run homer to cap an eight-run fifth inning. Tarik Skubal earned his eighth win of the season, and the Detroit Tigers rolled up to a 10-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers. The eight-run inning was a season high for the Tigers, who snapped a three-game losing streak. Gio Urshula and Zach McKinstry each contributed a two-run single. Riley Green finished with two doubles and an RBI. Skubal allowed one run and five hits while striking out 10 in 6 2/3 innings. The strikeout total was his second highest this season. He fanned 12 against the New York Yankees on May 5th. Milwaukee starter Bryce Wilson was charged with seven runs in 4 1/3 innings. The NL Central leaders hadn't allowed double-digit runs since April 28th. And the Brewers, tomorrow they'll resume action. They'll actually be coming back home at AmPam Field to take on the Blue Jays for a three-game series. Tomorrow's contest, the first pitch is at 7:10, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Catcher Luis Torrens turned Nick Castellanos' bases-loaded slow roller in front of the plate into a game-ending double play, and the New York Mets beat the Philadelphia Phillies 6-5 for a split of their two-game London series. New York rallied from a 4-3 ninth-inning deficit against Jose Alvarado. Mark Ventos hit an RBI single. Pete Alonso forced in a run when he was hit on the thigh by a cutter, and catcher J.T. Realmuto allowed a run-scoring passed ball. Alec Baum forced in a run with a walk from Drew Smith in the bottom of the half. Manuel Margot hit an RBI triple to start a 7-run outburst in the 10th inning, and the Minnesota Twins ended a 5-game losing streak with an 11-5 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Margot led off the 10th with a triple to center field off a cutter from Ben Heller, scoring automatic runner Kyle Farmer. Will Castro was hit by a pitch for a second time in the game, bringing in another run with the bases loaded and no outs. Carlos Santana tacked on two more runs with a double to right ahead of a 2-run single from Carlos Correa and another single from Max Kepler that made it 11-4. Heller, who plunked three batters, has an ERA of 49.50. Johan Duran worked a perfect ninth inning for the win. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, we have these finals in. The Rangers beat the Giants 7-2. It was the Nationals over the Braves 8-5. The Cubs beat the Reds 4-2. The Guardians defeated the Marlins 6-3. It was the Orioles over the Rays 9-2. The Mariners got by the Royals 6-5. The Red Sox beat the White Sox 6-4. The Cardinals defeated the Rockies 5-1. Games that are still going on in the top of the seventh inning, the Astros are leading the Angels, and they are in extra innings in the top of the 10th. The Blue Jays lead the Athletics by a score of 6-3, and in the bottom of the seventh, the Diamondbacks are leading the Padres by a score of 9-3. And there will be one more game play that has to be played on Sunday Night Baseball, and that'll be the Dodgers at the Yankees. Caitlin Clark hopes to play for the U.S. Olympic team one day. It just won't be in Paris next month. The Indiana Fever rookie has confirmed that she isn't on the roster for this year's Olympics. She wasn't included on the U.S. team that was provided to the Associated Press yesterday by a person familiar with the team. The person spoke on conditions of anonymity because of no official announcement being made. The roster includes Aja Wilson, Brianna Stewart, and Diana Taurasi, who is going for a record 6th Olympic gold medal. Iowa forward Ava Jones will take medical disqualification and retire from college basketball. The school and Jones announced the decision Friday. Jones will remain on scholarship and work towards her degree at Iowa. She was not cleared to play as a freshman last season as she recovered from injuries suffered when she and her family were struck by a car being driven by a driver under the influence in 2022 in Kentucky. Crash killed her father and seriously injured her mother as well. Coach Jan Jensen says Jones made the best decision for herself and her well-being. Jamie Chadwick became the third woman to win an Indy NXT race and the first to accomplish the feat on a road course when she led for all 20 laps at Road America. And Indy NXT is the final step on the ladder system of open-wheel racing for drivers working their way up to the IndyCar Series. Chadwick defeated Andretti Global teammate Lewis Foster by 0.823 seconds on the 14-turn 4.014-mile course. The 26-year-old British driver became the first woman in the last 14 years to win an Indy NXT race. And Road America will remain on the IndyCar schedule for years to come. IndyCar and Road America have agreed to a multi-year extension that will keep IndyCar coming to the sprawling 14-turn 4.014-mile course that sits on 640 acres and bills itself as America's National Park of Speed. The IndyCar Series has held races at Road America from 1982 through 2004, 2006 through 7, and every year since 2016. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Quick Trip. Win 1 gallon of chocolate milk every Friday. Be the sixth caller when you hear the Lady Bell beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
100.9 WRCO.
The kitchen sink with the middle finger up and a top down Jeep left me lawn chair sitting in the living room. These mountains on a can ain't the only thing blue. I sent an SOS text out to my buddies. Y'all come and get me cause my baby don't love me. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Line up them glasses and pour the jack. Playing all the moving on songs and the pretty girls helping me forget she's gone with a silver moon shining on a disco ball. Got some good time numbers that I just might call. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd. Line up them glasses and pour the jack. Double them up cause she ain't coming back. And I'll shoot, shoot, shoot all the whiskey till I don't. Take me out to the bar and I'll drink with my party crowd.
That was Grant Gilbert with Take Me Out to the Bar, and our time is 5:39, and we received this call from a listener for the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found just a few minutes ago, by the community center, a pit bull mix, brindle, female dog, and the dog has a pink collar. There's a name on the tag. It says Izzy Turner, and they tried to contact the numbers that were on the collar, and nobody answered those numbers, or they weren't able to get a hold of them. If this sounds like your dog, give a call to 608-475-4887. Once again, the dog was found by the community center. Is a pit bull mix, brindle, female, with a pink collar, and Izzy Turner is on the collar. So once again, give a call to 608-475-4887 if this sounds like your dog. Coming up next is Eden's Edge with Amen.
Just a tie one on, well, let's ride in a lot sounds like something I do. Calling in sick when the fish are biting. Taking those curds with the gravel flying. Keeping one eye on the next horizon. Sounds like something I do. I never had.
Drake Milligan with That Sounds Like Something I Do. I know I say that quite a bit for certain things. Sounds like something I do. And usually it's pretty much right. Sometimes it's not the best thing. But anyways, that was a great song, though, by Drake Milligan right here on Country Community WRCL. Our temperature's at 71 degrees. Clouds are kind of, you know, sometimes it seems like it's getting mostly cloudy out there, but mostly sunshine out there. So be sure to get out and enjoy the evening while you can. In fact, the winds have died down, which will make it nice as well. I just wanted to pass this information along again from the WRCL Lost and Found Department. Found by the Community Center, a pit bull mix brindle dog. It has a pink collar and tag that says Izzy Turner on the tag. If this is your dog, give a call to 608-475-4887. And be sure to tune into Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9 and on WRCO.com as Bo Hendricks will be bringing you the best in classic country music.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-5222. 3914.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is. And it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry. Offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's B-T-U-S-S-E-L.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale. Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have a great deal for Father's Day. Purchase any grill for $3.99 or more, and we will deliver it free. Purchase a grill for $4.99 or more. Not only will we deliver it free, but you will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Richland Locker. And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
I don't have faith in technology, even though we created it. All this stuff just breaks down anyway, and you can never get it fixed. But I do have faith in you. I don't have faith in politics, but I do believe in the will of the people. I don't know much about big time religion, but I believe in the cross on the steeple. And I do have faith in you. And after all this time, the lie becomes a truth. We've traded in our innocence and sacrificed our youth. But you give me your love, the one thing I can't lose. You believe in me. And I still have faith in search for my significance. Seems the more I disappear, and I wonder, have I made a difference in anybody's life since I've been here? I can hear your laughter, it's the sweetest sound.
do have faith in you. And after all this time, sometimes I see the truth, and I'm touched by your innocence, and now I'm not confused. You give me your love, one thing I can't lose. You believe in me. And I still have faith. I do have faith.
That was Randy Travis with Faith in You on Country and Community. And just a reminder to everybody before I get ready to wrap up, next Sunday is Father's Day. So be sure to go out and get your dad something great for that day and make some great plans for him. Dads are awesome, and especially my dad. And I say it because my dad, but it's the honest truth, my dad is probably one of the best dads in the world. And so be sure to get ready for Father's Day and honor your father and have a great day with your dad. And hopefully you'll be able to tune into WRCO at that time and join us, as we will be remembering dad on that day as well. And also, I just wanted to let you know that by the pit bull that was found by the community center has been claimed. So good, glad to see the dog is back with its owner. And just want to remind you too, I did have a listener call in, said there was a couple bags of cement that fell off a vehicle. One fell out by Allison Park, up by the church out there at Allison Park, and the other on Highway 14 by Quick Trip. So if you were hauling some cement today and you found a couple bags missing, that is where you can find the cement there if you haven't found it already. As for me, I'm getting ready to wrap up and make room for Bo Hinrichs and Old Country right here on WRCO. I want to thank everybody for making WRCO a part of your day. And I will be back again tomorrow. I will be back on doing the sports at 5:20. And then right after that, I'll be bringing you some more great music up until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. Phil Nee will be having the Light in the Milk House show. And that'll be starting at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So you don't want to miss that. And after Old Country, which is from 6 until midnight tonight, we'll have some more great music during the overnight hour. Taking us up to the top of the hour, Luke Combs with One Number Away. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening, and please stay safe.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside, got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving, I'm not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lid. Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station or replacing our favorite song? Or maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever.
said,